Earlier this week, we lost an important figure in the gay rights movement. Jean Manford was a shy, petite lady, only 5'2", from Flushing, Queens. A mother and an elementary school teacher, she became an activist for gay rights, drawn in by her son's involvement in the 1970s. She realized children like her son couldn't do it alone. They needed their families to be involved, too. She founded PFLAG, the national support group better known as Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. NPR's Lily Percy brings us this remembrance.
In 2009, President Obama made a speech at his annual human rights campaign dinner.
Soon after the protests at Stonewall, 40 years ago, the phone rang in the home of a soft-spoken elementary school teacher named Jean Manford.
In his speech, the president told the story of Jean Manford, whose son Morty was an out gay man and an important figure in New York's gay community during the turbulent 1970s. The phone call Manford received was from a police officer who told her that Morty had been arrested for protesting at Stonewall.
And then the officer added one more thing. And you know, he's homosexual. Well, that police officer sure was surprised when Jean responded, "Yes, I know. Why are you bothering him?"
Jean Manford always supported her son, Morty.
When my brother needed her, she just dropped everything for him. She was like a mother bear.
That's Manford's daughter, Suzanne. Suzanne was 21 when Morty came out. A few years earlier, Manford's oldest son, Charles, had died from an accidental drug overdose. So when Morty ended up in the hospital in 1972, after being brutally beaten at a protest rally, Jean Manford knew that she had to act.
My mother was beside herself with rage that anybody could hurt her child. She had already lost one, and the fact that she could have lost another, she was seething.
After the attack, Manford wrote a letter to the editor of the New York Post, criticizing the police for not protecting him. She said, "I have a homosexual son, and I love him." 2 months later, she marched alongside Morty in what would eventually become New York's Pride March, an unprecedented move, according to writer Eric Marcus. He wrote an oral history of the gay rights movement in the U.S. called Making History.
It's a little hard to imagine now what that period was like, how revolutionary it was for a parent to walk in the Gay Pride March in New York City carrying a sign that said, "Parents unite in support of our gay children." The timing was right. The time really called for someone like Jean, and Jean was there.
In 1973, Manford organized the first formal meeting of PFLAG, which took place at a local church in Greenwich Village. 20 people gathered, and soon after, she began to receive calls from other parents all across the country who wanted to start groups in their own communities. They now have more than 350 groups nationwide. One member says that as a parent, the support group just makes sense.
She thought it was just a normal thing to do as a mother, and that's true of most all the parents who get involved.
That's former NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue, whose son Drew is gay. He and his wife joined PFLAG, seeking support and guidance from other parents in similar situations.
They don't think they're going out there to become politicians or advocates in a unique way. They're doing what parents should do, which is care for their kids and keep their family together. And it's pretty simple when you think about it at its core.
One of the things my mom talked about being so valuable for her was, in a way, to go to a PFLAG meeting and see her pain affirmed. See her pain reflected.
Writer Dan Savage's mother was also a PFLAG member. Savage says that his mother found solace in the group because it helped her understand what it means to be gay and to be the parent of a gay child.
What Jean Manford did was she put it in people's heads that gay and lesbian people had parents, that we were somebody's children. And that was the first real big step in the movement toward full acceptance of lesbian, gay, bi, and trans people.
New York City Council member Daniel Drum is another child of a PFLAG mom. Drum was friends with Morty Manford, and when Morty passed away in 1992 of complications from AIDS, he reached out to Jean Manford, who he had never met. The two became fast friends from the first time that he ever set foot in her house.
The day I first went there, the house reeked of history. I walked in, and Jean had pictures of Morty on the mantelpiece, and she took them down and she showed me them. As a matter of fact, there's a famous photo of Jean marching in that first Pride parade, and she was so proud of having that photo that moment was recorded in history.
Manford received letters from gay people all over the world, thanking her for standing up for them and for loving them unconditionally. It is this love, Drum says, that he will remember most.
Jean Manford is like the Rosa Parks of the gay rights movement. She is the mother to all gay people, but she's particularly the mother to gay people whose parents have rejected them.
Jean Manford died this past Tuesday at the age of 92. She's survived by her daughter, Suzanne, and the thousands of children whose families she influenced. Lily Percy, NPR News.